Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 101, verses 1 and 2. I will sing of your love and justice, Lord. I will praise you with songs. I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to help me? I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. Here David reflects on his responsibility as king to care for the whole society and to ensure that justice prevails. The final verse of the psalm gives us a powerful picture of his daily work. Quote, to ferret out the wicked and free the city of the Lord from their grip. It was no easy task, and he knew that it would be impossible if he wasn't practicing justice integrity at home. Whenever we are told that a politician's private life is their own personal matter and of no consequence to their public duties, we know that they're talking nonsense. King David was far from perfect, but he was clear that it was vital for him to live a consistent life. Living a consistent life is not easy. It's no wonder that when David proclaims his intention to be careful in living a blameless life, he asks the question, when will you come to help me? He knew he couldn't do this by himself. He needed God's inspiration and strength to live a consistent life. I don't know what your life looks like. You will have tensions, blessings, and challenges that are very different from my own. But I do know that only God can enable you to live a life of consistent integrity. These thoughts should spur us on to pray for all those who live in the public eye. I believe we have a special responsibility to pray for our Christian brothers and sisters who bear public responsibilities and whose lives are always under the spotlight. Let's pray that they will know God's daily renewing strength so that there's no gap between their home and their public lives. So let me ask you a question. How can you ensure that you live for God, both at home and beyond? And now let's pray together. Loving Father, thank you that you are present in every part of our lives and that you give us the strength to live for you, whatever the circumstances and pressures. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.